You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, we will be discussing transportation options for the older adult with Janice Pierce, Director of Marketing and Development at North State Medical Transport. Welcome, Janice.
Thanks, Nicole.
So glad to have you here today. It's great to hear your smiling voice. Your voice smiles when you speak often, so I'm sure the listeners will definitely appreciate that. This is a wonderful topic, and I think transportation is something that is often not talked about, and I think it really ought to be because there are lots and lots of options in our area. We are blessed with resources that you are going to shed some light on today. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
You brought with you some of the top 10 things that people may not know about transportation services but probably should, and I'm just going to highlight a few of them because I think these are things that perhaps the layperson in the community just might not be aware of. The first one I want to talk about is that different companies have different types of staff based on the needs of their clients, and I think that's really important because I think sometimes people assume that, you know, an ambulance company is an ambulance company, and a hospice is a hospice is a hospice, and a home care is a home care is a home care. But just like all the other industries, things are a little different, aren't they?
That's correct. I mean, depending on what you need as either a caregiver or a patient or an elderly adult, your transportation needs may vary. So the person driving you around also needs to vary based on your needs. So I think it's important to talk about the different people driving you and what their qualifications are based on what you are as a patient.
Sure. And another one of the items that you brought to light I feel is very important is that there are many different payment options for transportation. You know, it's not always just private pay. And I think sometimes people assume, and you often hear on the radio or you hear people discussing, oh, I got this huge bill from the ambulance company when my mom went out to, you know, she fell and hit her head. But sometimes insurances can cover certain types of services. And I know you're going to expand on that more, but is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then also that there are a number of types of ambulance services that conduct non-emergent stretcher transportation for patients every day, for people maybe that are going to the hospital, to and from dialysis, maybe from a rehab center to assisted living. Is
that
a correct assumption?
That is.
All right. Well, good. Okay. So this is going to be lots of information demystified, I think. Okay. So talk to us about some of the different types of transportation services available.
Well, transportation services vary broadly. You've got everything from a basic shuttle service, almost something that you or I could use.
Or a taxi.
Even a taxi. Yep. That's right. All the way up to an advanced level service that a paramedic would run, which is exactly like an ambulance. The only difference is that it's not emergent. So they're not going to be running their lights and sirens, you know, speeding down the road. But you're still going to have all the same equipment in the back of the ambulance.
Okay.
There's still going to be a stretcher. And those are for patients who are needing lots of, monitoring.
Yeah.
Exactly. They need heart monitors and things like that. So there's a broad range. And then everything in between. There's wheelchair vans. There's basic stretcher transportation. So there's everything a person could need based on what their needs are.
There's public transportation even. I know home care agencies sometimes even provide transportation as well. So.
That's correct. So you know, whether you need a little shuttle, a private car, or a wheelchair van, which has lifts accessible for patients, or a stretcher, no matter what your needs are, whether you can still walk.
Or a private jet. I've heard of a person who wanted a private jet from Florida to North Carolina.
That's right. We actually set that up through Guiding Lights.
You did.
We recommended a company called AirTrek, and they were actually able to fly someone privately here all the way from Florida. So no matter what you need, there is something available for you.
Wow. Ask and you shall receive.
That's it.
If you can pay for it, I guess. Okay. So non-emergency stretcher services, you just touched on that briefly. Can you explain a little bit more about what exactly that is?
Sure. You know, most people, when they think of an ambulance, they think an ambulance is those are the people that come when I call 911.
I had a heart attack.
I've fallen, and someone calls 911, and they arrive, and there's loud sirens and lights, and they run into the house with big bags and stretchers. But actually, there are several ambulance companies, even in our area, mm-hmm. that do a lot more.
Is North State one of those?
North State Medical Transport is the company that I work for, and that is what we do.
Okay.
So let's just say that you're in a local area mm-hmm. and you're in a car accident mm-hmm. and you go to a rural hospital. You have a fractured wrist mm-hmm. and you need an orthopedic surgeon.
Right.
There's no orthopedic surgeon at a rural hospital.
Right.
And you need transport to another hospital, but you've got lots of IVs going. So North State is a company that can come in and transport you
okay.
while your drips are running, and you don't have to you don't have to come off those pain medications. We can take you from that hospital to another hospital.
Okay.
But what that does is that saves the local ambulances from having to leave their county. And the reason you don't want that to happen is because when there's another emergency in that county, you don't want that ambulance three counties over, because then who's there to respond to an actual emergency?
Okay.
So that's what we do. We transport patients who still need to be on stretchers from one location to another, whether it be from one hospital to another, or we have patients who are on dialysis mm-hmm. and they can no longer ride in vehicles. They need to ride in stretchers or by stretcher transportation. We take them to dialysis. Mm-hmm. We take patients to...
But you can handle any type of medical emergency. So these vehicles can handle what a regular ambulance can handle.
That's correct. It's just not an emergency situation.
So what types of people are in these types of ambulance services? What types of qualifications do these... Are they called clinicians or what are they called?
Well, we have EMTs.
Okay.
Which we have basics, okay. and then we also have paramedics.
Okay.
And paramedics actually have a lot more training than a basic. Basics, the best way for a layperson maybe to
sure.
distinguish,
yeah.
Basics do stuff without breaking the skin.
Okay.
Okay, they're going to, take vital signs. They're going to, take your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And then the paramedics are going to do more invasive procedures.
Okay. So depending on the acuity of the patient, it would depend on the type of person that would be in the...
In the back of the truck.
Okay.
Correct. You may have, for example, in a BLS transfer, which is basic life support, you would have two EMTs.
Okay.
One's going to be driving. One is going to be in the back of the truck with the patient. That's just a basic transfer. Let's say you're going to be discharged from the hospital to home,
mm-hmm.
and you're very stable. You don't need a paramedic. You're just not yet able to sit in a vehicle because you're not yet strong enough.
Okay.
That's when you're going to use a BLS transfer.
Hmm.
If you're riding with a... If you're riding in that other situation where you've fractured your wrist and you need to go to another hospital to see that orthopedic surgeon, and you've got a couple of drips going, maybe you're on some type of monitor and you mm-hmm. may need more services, you're going to ride with a paramedic.
Okay.
And an EMT would be driving the ambulance.
Interesting.
So that's the difference there of what kind of qualifications. We were talking a minute ago about who is going to be driving mm-hmm. me and what kind of qualifications
sure.
are they going to have. That's an example there.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm here today with Janice Pierce talking about medical transportation and non-medical transportation, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Janice Pierce on WCHL talking about transportation options for the older adult, and I am your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back, Janice.
Thanks.
Okay, so we just sort of highlighted some of the topics on transportation, but how do I decide which type of transportation is the best one for my loved one or myself?
Well, you're probably not going to ever have to pick between the BLS or the ALS that we were talking about a minute ago.
So basic life support or advanced life support. That'll be picked for you.
Yeah, your doctor's going to handle all that for you. Really, you just have to pick between a shuttle or a wheelchair. And that's really easy. If you're ambulatory, then you can use the shuttle services. If you're confined to a wheelchair, you're not able to get up and down out of the wheelchair, you're probably going to want to look at a wheelchair service.
Okay. And we have those locally?
We do. There are some shuttle services also locally that have wheelchair accessible lifts on them.
Okay.
So you can just contact each of those services and ask if they have available lifts with their shuttle services.
Okay.
But really, that's the only deciding factor. You just need to ask, do I need to be ambulatory to ride your service?
Okay. And then you can make your decision from there.
That's right.
So once I decide, do I need an ambulatory walking, you know, I can walk, or a non-ambulatory, I'm wheelchair-bound service, how do I decide what company to use? Is some of it just as simple as depends on where I live, or are there actual factors of things I should look into?
Right. Well, first, yes, where do you live? There are several options. You know, in Cary, there's C-Tran.
Mm-hmm.
In Chapel Hill, you've got Easy Rider. And then also, there are some private companies if you don't qualify for some of those programs.
So there's a whole process to get approved for those.
There are, and we can talk about that in just a few minutes.
Sure.
But if you do end up having to choose a private company that you're going to have to pay for, you want to take a look at a couple of things. If you were buying a used car, what are some of the things that you would look at? You would want to see if it had been taken care of, right? Who drove the car?
Yeah.
And it's sort of a similar process. What kind of maintenance do they do? And you can't really ask them on the phone, do you have your oil
And they'll
change?
Say yes. Yeah.
Right, of course. But these
is there
some,
a way to look it up? I mean, is there sort of tracking systems?
Well, there's a way that you can sort of imagine it. I mean, that you can kind of tell.
So it's not like the 4 or 5 star rating for assisted living or nursing homes. These are naughty transportation companies, and these are nice.
Right. But I've called around to wheelchair companies, and when you call around and they answer the phone, hello, or instead of as a professional
thank
company,
you for calling.
when we answer the phone, we say thank you for choosing North State Medical Transport. How can I help you?
Right.
If they answer the phone, hello. and you're not sure you've called the right company, that's a red flag.
Okay.
When you're driving down the road today, start looking around. The good thing about transportation companies is
They're on the road with you.
Yeah. You can look at them right now today and say, how do their trucks look? On the outside, are they clean?
Mm-hmm.
If a truck is clean, that's a good indicator of how well they take care of them as far as maintenance goes.
Mm-hmm.
At North State, we wash our trucks every day.
Wow.
And you say, well, what is that? How does that have anything to do with maintenance? But you'd be surprised what washing a truck can do for maintenance. You're looking at every part of it. You're looking at the tires. You're looking at the nuts and bolts and the fronts and backs of the trucks to see, you know, what might be missing. Or, you know, you put a lot of miles on trucks taking people around every day, so they need a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So unless it's freezing or raining, you know, we're out there with them every day.
Wow.
So that's something to consider, you know, and that's something you can prepare for now. Start looking at transportation options, even if you don't need them now.
Sure.
Also, ask about driving histories. Do they do background checks on their drivers? Do they do drug screens? That's something that we do on every single driver.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, you may want to second guess.
Okay.
You want to know who's driving you around, or your loved one.
So does your company also do the ambulatory services as well? Do you have vans or
wheelchair
vans?
We service everyone.
Oh, okay.
We have whether you can walk or you're stretcher bound, we service everyone. We have a shuttle service for patients who either don't want to drive themselves anymore, or they can't due to a visual impairment or whatever.
Sure.
And it actually works out really well. We have a little ticket to ride program that services everyone. It's actually cheaper than a taxi, depending on what you're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, look for a web page.
Okay.
Sometimes that can have a little bit more information about the company and can validate your intuitions.
Sure.
How long have they been in business? Mm-hmm. That can help. And then look for references or testimonials. We actually have testimonials on our web page.
Okay.
So just good things to look for when you're trying to gauge whether a company is safe or not.
Okay. Well, those are really good points to keep in mind. I definitely, you know, how's the driver driving on the road in front of you, too? Are they
That's
cutting
right.
people off? Are they?
Yeah. That's right.
That's really good. Okay. So now that we know, you know, how to figure out what we need and how to figure out who we want to use, how does this all get paid for?
Right. Good question. And it's not an easy one to answer or to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of like Medicare with other other agencies, whether it's skilled nursing facilities or paying for your doctor's appointments. Medicare is just not an easy payment system to understand.
Okay.
And the best way...
So that does pay, though.
It does pay for some types of transportation. The trick to understand with Medicare is that it only pays for stretcher transportation.
Okay.
And you have to have a medical necessity form filled out by your doctor. So your doctor has to say, this is medically necessary for you to go by stretcher. So
this is different than, though, if I called 911 and I had a heart attack.
Totally different.
So we're crossing that one off the list. This is just a non-emergent scenario.
That's right. And this is just for stretchers.
Okay.
If you need to go by wheelchair or in a shuttle, you can go ahead and mark Medicare or private insurance off the list. They do not pay for any type of service in that way.
Long-term care insurance, do you know?
I don't know about.
Okay.
I do not think so. I've never heard of that before.
Okay. Maybe someday.
We can hope.
Yeah.
Yes, we can hope. As far as what Medicare will pay for, if you're going to dialysis or if you're being discharged from the hospital, if you're going for specific treatments like chemotherapy or wound care, radiation, those are the things that Medicare will pay for you to go to. 100%
or a portion
of it? No, it's just a portion of it.
Okay, and we don't need to get into all the nitty-gritty, but it's just curious. Okay.
Very similar. But the trick that helps me to remember, they pay for things that are life-sustaining.
Okay.
When I try to explain to people, that's the easiest way for me to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Dialysis is life-sustaining. Chemotherapy is going to sustain your life.
Going to the grocery store.
No.
Not
life-sustaining.
Although getting food is.
And medical appointments,
yeah.
While they help you, they're not life-sustaining.
Okay.
Going to see your urologist is not going to sustain your life.
Okay.
So they will not pay for that.
Okay.
There are other options. If you are a Medicaid recipient, they will pay for doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And then if you're not a Medicaid recipient, you're looking at some private pay options.
So if you don't have Medicare yet and you're not on Medicaid, then you're looking for out-of-pocket costs.
That is correct. And so at that point, I would recommend that you call each company and get quotes for...
What are we looking at here for a range? The lowest end to highest end you've ever heard of for, say, ambulatory services?
For ambulatory services, now you're talking for... now we're looking at shuttles.
Right.
And wheelchair vans and things like that. And there are a lot of options that cities and towns actually utilize that are very helpful, and they're funded by grant programs, and they're fantastic.
So there may be no cost.
I've seen there are free options.
Okay.
Even Chapel Hill, for example, has a Easy Rider program.
Okay.
It's for seniors. They have a route that they do. It goes by the Senior Center, Carolina Springs, Carver Plaza. It goes by University Mall, and that is actually a free service.
Wow. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that, but we need to take a quick break. So let's just take a quick break. And I'm here today with Janice Pierce talking about transportation options for older adults on WCHL. And when we get back, we will continue our discussion on services available, how they're paid for, and what we can expect to pay out of pocket if we do not have insurances that will cover them.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Janice Pierce from North State Medical Transport talking about transportation options for older adults in our community on WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Okay, we were just starting to get into sort of the price factors. Now, let's putting Medicare and Medicaid aside and in private insurances. And you were talking about some options already that were free in the community. But what about some of those paid for shuttle services? What kind of a range can we expect?
Well, you're looking at private companies, so definitely there are some ranges.
Sure.
But just so people have an idea, private companies can charge anywhere from $25 to $60 for base fees. And then
is that per round trip or one way?
That's one way.
Oh, okay, because you're going to get there. You need to get back.
No, and there are some that charge round trip.
Okay.
So there's a wide range depending on, again, the quality and how well they maintenance their vehicles. I've heard some people say $50 round trip, but those, again, are the companies that...
the rickety ones that are falling apart.
that answer the phone, hello.
Oh,
or,
okay.
So it just depends. And then as far as ambulance services go, that is significantly more. You're looking at qualified staff, and they have a lot of equipment in the back of the trucks. And those vary from $150 to $250
each
for
way.
A load fee. Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
then there's also mileage charges.
Okay.
And that those charges are a little bit different because they're based on Medicare rates.
Okay.
So you look at a Medicare rate and then those are adjusted from there.
Okay.
So that's how those are figured.
Great. Okay. So how about as we age, we're all getting older day by day, and the grays on my hair are sprouting by the second. What are some important factors that we should be considering regarding transportation that maybe we haven't thought of?
Right. You know, we all get old, so let's just get prepared. Mm-hmm. If you're still driving, here's some things to think about.
Okay.
Have your vision checked. Make sure that your lenses are the right prescription. Mm-hmm. You know, vision is really important when you're driving, whether it's in the daytime or the nighttime, especially
sure.
at night. You know, take a refresher course in driving safety. We're
okay.
never too old for education. AAA actually offers one online. You can search it on their webpage if you're a member there.
Sure.
You can take it right online. Make sure you're positioned comfortably in your car. You can always move your seat up and down. Have mm-hmm. someone help you if you need to.
Okay.
To make sure you can get in and out of your vehicle safely, but also that you can see over
yeah.
the dashboard.
Yeah.
So those are good things to think about. Also, when it's time to stop driving, don't let that force you to be a recluse.
Yeah.
You know, no one should be stuck in your house because you can't drive. You've been driving your whole life, you know, since you turned 16.
Right.
Let somebody else drive you around for a change. There's
yeah.
plenty of things to do and be involved in, and not driving should never stop you from being involved in your community.
And how about a few resources? I know they brought a few with you today.
Well, let me give you those.
I know that definitely we could probably Google the Easy Rider here locally, the Easy Rider Senior
Absolutely.
Shuttle. On just go to Google and just Google Chapel Hill Easy Rider Senior Shuttle. But what else?
Well, if you want to learn more about Medicare coverage, you
mm-hmm.
can do that. Just Google Medicare coverage of ambulance services. And then lastly, if you want to learn more about my company, North State Medical
sure.
Transport, you can go to nsmt.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay, and we'll find all the information we need there.
Absolutely, or call me.
What's your phone number?
My number is listed on our website, but you can also reach me at 919-261-8911, and you can ask for Janice.
Well, thank you for joining us today as we discuss transportation options for older adults on WCHL. It was such a pleasure to have you here today, Janice. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.